Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Ruben's loving it.
One of the best bands of all time.
It's also a great wedding song.
It's a great wedding song.
Yeah. Especially for older folk.
But they have all...
Older folk for all folk.
They have a bunch but 25-year-old James, they don't get it.
Well,
you'd
they
be
should.
Surprised
listen,
at how much
it's an
music
awesome song.
Like younger kids are listening to that's older.
Well, some in some
I mean, they just are. They, I mean, like, I'm
good music,
I'm shocked.
Good music.
Exactly. I'm shocked at the type of music Clark likes.
Oh, well, I'm
some
glad
of
to
it,
hear.
You know, dating back 30, 40 years
sure.
ago.
Sure. Ruben, are you now older folk?
Oh, I'm older folk. I'm 60.
Like, with your girlfriend, you don't even refer to her as your girlfriend because you think it's like when you're 60,
well,
you should.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're 60, she's my partner now.
That's amazing. Like,
partner.
You feel girlfriend, it just doesn't work for that age.
She's not a girl. None of us are. I mean,
what about woman friend?
I'm not a boy.
Woman
I'm not
friend?
A boyfriend.
Lady friend.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Lady friend. That's tired.
I love lady friend.
Woman friend sounds horrendous.
I like partner.
Yeah, lady friend sounds a little, I don't know, affected or something.
I don't
a
know
little
what that
too
is.
Fancy.
Yeah.
It looks my lady friend.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
What show is that?
Gilligan's Island.
Thurston Howell.
Thurston Howell. The third. Yeah, that's the great, third. Man. John in Allentown. John, good morning.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
And I'd be a lot more excited about the WNBA coming to Philly if it wasn't 5 years from now.
I'm gonna put a damper on it a bit.
Age, you know what I'm saying? Like, how am I going to get excited about that?
Dude, the last time we had a five-year warning for something, we found out about 15 to 20 years ago that Jay Leno had five more years at NBC. He did it. Then he left for Conan. Conan had about 4 months, and they brought Jay Leno right back. So things get weird on a five-year plan sometimes.
He stabbed Letterman in the back, then he stabbed Conan in the back.
Yeah, except one thing. I got to stick up for Jay on one thing. Conan stunk. Yeah. His ratings were horrendous.
Yeah, but they didn't give him time to build the show. It was 4 months.
He was too sophomore.
Yeah,
he was too sophomore.
4 months.
Doesn't matter.
You can't build anything.
Did Jim Nance just announce that he was going to be out in 5 years or something like that from CBS?
At least, yeah, for a year,
from,
10 years
from now or
from
something?
From one of the sports.
Yeah, from the Masters. He's stopping the Masters. It's when he's done 50 years of Masters or something.
Yeah, he's
like
scaling back because he gave up the NCAA tournament about 2 or 3 years ago. Then... I think the Masters, no, football's out. I think it's the Masters stay the late. Well, maybe I was wrong, but yeah, he's.
But that was an interesting announcement.
It's
I mean,
odd.
That early.
It's odd. Well, Ruben,
I mean,
Ruben,
he's awesome.
How about this? I thought this was, John, I'm coming right back to you in a second. I thought this was weird.
Problem.
How about like 6 years ago when they announced that the 2050 U.S. Open is going to be at Marion? And I'm like, 2050? 2050?
I hope I'm around.
Are they sure? Like,
yeah.
Is that really that locked in if it's 2050?
Yeah, that's what
a
they
lot
said.
Can happen.
I was like, what? It was around 2020.
It
and
seems
I'm
like, man, maybe.
James, you remember that?
We're going to have AI golfers golfing against each other by 2050.
All right, John in Allentown, buddy. I'm sorry. We keep cutting you off. What do you got?
That's all right, man. Listen, you know, I just really wanted to say something about Jack Fritz, man. Not only has he defeated himself in his own mind, with all that gibberish, but he's a cheater. My man he's talking about gentleman's game. He's coughing loudly on your backswing when you're getting ready to play.
Yeah, it wasn't a cough. It was
his ball to drop.
Yeah,
dude, if I was playing with him, I'd keep a real good eye on him from now on.
No, I get it. I mean, he really did throw the ball forward. That was outrageous. I mean, when his own caddy comes over and says you can't do that, like, and it wasn't a cough. It was a huff. And I don't know if
what
it was
the huff for.
Well, he was so frustrated.
Oh, okay.
So I was putting on the third hole at that moment to win the hole.
So it was
he didn't do
like
it
that?
On purpose. It wasn't something he was doing
pretty
on
much.
Purpose, right?
Well, I don't know. I can't prove it. I don't know.
He's thinking maybe the huff was on purpose.
I mean, it's
it was meant to distract.
Yeah, that would be really uncool.
The backswing almost.
That would be unprofessional.
I mean, Ruben, think of it.
Put it past them.
Well, I don't think that he would do
that.
Well,
I'll say this, though, Ruben. There's only two golfers playing. There's five or six of us standing out there, but there's only two people playing.
It was intentional.
It's my shot for the hole. Like, there's no, it's not like a tee, you know, you can miss a tee shot because you're back on the cart, you're drinking water. Like, this is for the hole. Like, you got to make sure you don't huff at that moment. Like,
there's a common courtesy there that you just don't. There's a couple of lines you don't cross. That's one of them. I'm sort of surprised. I would think that was sort of involuntary.
It may have been.
You're giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, because
and you
I think Jack's generally a great guy.
He's a great guy.
I don't think that's something he would do.
James, gut feeling. There. Gut feeling, James, without being there. Gut feeling. He did it intentional or not.
That specific thing, I don't think he did it intentionally. Gut feeling. I don't. I really don't.
Man,
I think he was probably just upset. I think he was probably just upset. I really don't.
He was very upset.
I really don't. Because he knows that you would bring it up on air. Like, he knows that. Like,
but he also might have been thinking desperate times call for desperate measures.
No,
because I'm telling you, I do think it affected
the putt. I think he would know that you might ask for the shot again if it was really, you know.
Maybe.
Can you do that? Could you have asked for the shot again?
I don't know.
I really don't think he did that specific thing. Maybe, but I don't, personally. You're asking my opinion. That's
well, John, it was a wild scenario. The whole thing was, it was an interesting day, my man.
Joe, after yesterday, I got 4-1. My buddy changed the odds 4-1. And we were straight up. He goes, Fritz is going to win. I'll change it to 4-1. So I got 4-1 on you now.
Look at you, Johnny.
You got to close out this clown.
How much money, John?
$50.
Okay, good for you.
He's got $200 coming to him if he wins.
John,
this.
I appreciate the support. I'd be fascinated to know how many people have made bets because I've heard of other people that made
bets. The Midday guys, I think, did a $25 bet yesterday.
All right, John, give me an answer. Who should have had a better career?
Britney Spears, man.
Wow, that's another big answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Her career was
talented.
Pretty good.
She sort of cut herself short.
Well, but I do think mental issues set in. So,
there's no doubt.
We're getting a lot of negative reasons why these careers were cut short, but it is what it is. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. We actually have three poll questions today. Armin Chevrolet wishes the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. First poll question, now that one competition's down and I'm up 1-0, we ask you today, in this best of three between me and Jack, who do you think will win? Overall, me or Jack? John, how do you think people voted?
I have no idea. I 60% think you will win now.
59% stick with him.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good. Now, James, did you say officially yesterday you now think I am more likely to win?
I would bet on you, yes.
Rhea, do you agree with that?
Oh, I'm absolutely sticking with you.
I appreciate. I mean, but you in the beginning you thought I would lose. You were supporting me, but you thought I would lose.
Oh yeah.
But you now think I will win.
Oh, 100%. He doesn't have the mental toughness to beat you.
He better win baseball.
Oh, he better, because he's not winning tennis.
He's not. He'd get swept 3-0.
Tennis is hard to play.
Why does everyone think that you can win these things?
I mean, I'm decent at tennis. I'm decent. I mean, he said he hadn't played since he's 8. So, listen, he played college baseball. Like, if he loses that one. James, he might have to do a walk of shame somewhere in Philadelphia. Seriously.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, all right?
Well, I just said my
punishment for loss.
The athletic gods are looking down upon you right now and going,
five.
Yeah.
I'm
with you, Ruben.
Yeah. You've got one where he quit.
Just because you say you're taking the high road doesn't mean you're actually taking the high road. And also, just because you don't go back and all that doesn't mean that you're not doing other things that are, you know,
think the athletic gods are a little queasy with you right
now. Okay, all right. I'm going to try to just keep. I got to
rate it.
I got to figure out a way to be humble. Here.
I'm working on it. Believe me.
Humble Joe is not fun.
Well, I'm trying to win. And I'm also trying to win the crowd, like Maximus in Gladiator.
Now, if you
win the
competition, pop off.
I'm saying
if you win it all,
absolutely.
Then I totally endorse the pop off of all.
Right. Totally agree with that.
But you got to win it all.
Okay, well, take that under advisement.
Do you feel like you played 4 good holes of golf?
I would say 4 good
holes.
I did a good job on the 7th. I'd say 5.
All right.
So you guys, sevens is where I saved the whole thing.
Your expectation in the opening.
I did.
Round.
Stay the course, Joe.
That's not necessarily guaranteed. You understand?
Like, I do understand that.
This could fall apart quickly.
I do. I appreciate that, John. I do understand that. Yeah.
All right.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I will stay focused. I promise you. Next poll question. Joel, would you trade him for LeBron? John, how do you think people voted on this?
90%.
I think this is going to be pretty overwhelming.
So get this to ESPN. Let's make this a big ESPN story.
Yeah, no problem.
Would you trade Joel? Because it does match the contract.
Hey, ESPN will spend the next 3 weeks talking about it if we get it to them.
Yeah, they will.
I'm hoping that everyone realizes that this really is like neat and flush, and it could be. We're talking $55 million and $53 million.
Yeah.
Like, Joel is 4 years left on his deal, though. Like,
yeah.
The Lakers are crazy if they do this, but I think everyone here is going to want this. I'm going to say 82% say they'll go this way.
60% say yes.
Wow, that's
a little. That's lower than I thought. Yeah.
So let me ask the question. The 40% that say no, how much of that is they don't want LeBron, and how much is they're holding out hope that Joel turns it around?
3/4 of it is I don't want LeBron.
Yeah, I agree with Ruben.
I agree.
I totally agree.
I think that's right. Final poll question. And we will get into this more perhaps as soon as tomorrow, because I do want to discuss this WNBA thing. It's pretty interesting that we're going to get a team. Now, yes, it's, you know, not for 5 years, so that kind of, you know, mitigates potential excitement in the short term. But poll question, are you excited that we are getting a WNBA team? Let's all go on the record ourselves. Three choices. Yes, very excited. Yes, somewhat excited. No, not excited. James Seltzer.
Somewhat excited.
Rhea.
Somewhat.
Ruben.
B.
Yeah, I am also somewhat excited. John?
I guess it is. Like, initially, the very did feel like it was the right response. But, yeah, I think I need to back off a little. B for me.
Okay. John, how do you think the results came out?
I'm going to say B is overwhelming.
We have a winner, but it's not B. Which do you think it is?
No way. It's Barry? A.
C.
No way.
Yeah.
No, not excited. 51%.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Over 50%.
No, I think it's
surprising.
It's people just telling you they don't care about women's pro basketball.
Yeah. Well, but I also think it's a 5-year deal.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably
down
a little
the
bit.
Road, that's got to be some hurt. Of that, too, right?
I think it's more just people aren't excited about WNBA.
Is it Josh Harris?
Because we didn't
I think Josh Harris plays in.
He might not even own the team by then. He really might not.
I hope not.
Well, anyway,
50 Roberts would take over.
50 Brian Roberts?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they had both.
Nice.
They had both teams.
I'd like for him to take over all of it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I liked when Ed Snyder was running the Flyers, but then you had Ed Snyder running the Sixers, and it was kind of weird.
I loved Ed Snyder.
And yeah, that's what caused all the problems between the Sixers and Flyers when the one team got traded, well, it got sold and the other team didn't.
Yeah.
Right. That was a wonky situation. Anyway, right. No, not excited, 51%. Yes, somewhat excited, 27%. Yes, very excited, 22%. Well, we'll see in future years where that goes. Before we get to Time's Yours, let me say, because Ruben's got to get out a little early today. Ruben, a happy 4th of July to you, buddy.
Thank you very much. My daughter's birthday, the 23rd birthday on July 3rd.
Yay.
She's very close. So, Sophia, happy birthday.
And Ruben, do you know what happened on July 2nd, 1776?
Well, did we sign something?
We came to an agreement on a document that John Adams thought the 2nd of July was going to be the day.
Right.
And it turned into be the 4th of July. I believe that's the day they announced it.
Okay.
I think. But like
we did it here in Philly. We sort of agreed to it.
We
in
did?
Philly.
We signed the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia?
Listen to
is
this.
Is that Seltzer? Do we have to hit breaking news?
Stop it.
Did Stanford teach
that's
him
that? That's just rude.
Why?
Ruben, happy 4th.
Why does he do that?
Ruben, stay well, man. All right, there he is.
Thanks, guys.
All right, with that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
As Ruben heads out the door, I just want to say the following. There's this thing called the Liberty Bell. It's in Philadelphia. We have the Constitution was signed here. Ben Franklin lived here. By the way, we got a football team called the Eagles. They're here. I love Ruben Amaro.
And
I love,
statue of William Penn.
When I can talk and he the microphone is shut off. Nothing but love for Ruben. You know why? Bat Boy 80, member of the 93 Phils, assistant GM 08 Phils, GM 09, 10, 11 Phils, member of WIP, proudly supporting Philadelphia and WIP on a national audience everywhere he is, including his TV show this weekend. Love Ruben. Just playing around. All right, time's yours. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP is Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I thought Jack Fritz like shoots in like the 80s when he goes golfing. This dude is putting up 11. What do you think his honest score would have been if you guys played stroke play? 120? 130? Bang!
I'd have to look that up. I don't have the scorecard with me. I could check it out. I mean, I would think he would have been over 120. I would think, but I'll have to look up what he was tracking to.
Joe is going to wipe the floor with Jack Fritz. I mean, Jack Quit. Damn, Jack Fritz. Put him in a body bag, Joey.
Well, the only thing with the body bag line is those guys lose at the end, so we got to be careful with our references.
What happened in that golf match this past weekend confirmed what I already knew about Jack Fritz. He is an entitled 11-year-old in a 30-year-old's body with a fat face. I hope you eat dirt in a 5-game sweep. Let's go, Joe.
Wow.
The fat face line was probably a little far. Like, fat face.
He threw that in there. That was especially mean.
That was kind of rough.
That was very mean.
Man.
All right. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Hard.
Call 215-238-4500.
Fat face.
Harsh, man. Harsh.
I apologize.
All right, let's get right to turning two. We're looking for who should have had a better career. There are so many people you can say as potential answers here. Who should have had a better career? We move fast. Chris in Dover. Chris, who should have had a better career?
3 hours plus, but it's worth it for the hammer. You got bigger willpower and everything over Jack Fritz and Hart and intestinal fortitude.
Thank you, Chris. Who should have had a better career, by the way? Is it me?
No.
Who is it?
Almost. We traded 5 guys and money and 2 draft picks for this guy to bring him to Philly, Eric Lindros.
Oh, it's funny. I thought you were about to say Von Hayes.
Yeah. So did I.
Totally thought it was going to be Von Hayes.
I was sure he was going to say Von Hayes.
Yeah, Lindros. So that was Ricci, Hextall, Forsberg, Duchesne, one other. Picks and $15 million, and that's when $15 million was a ton in sports. Yeah. Mark in Delaware. Mark, who should have had a better career?
All right. I don't want to go morbid or negative, so I'm going to say Bad News Bears, Tatum O'Neal.
That's a very interesting answer.
That's a really good answer. She won an Oscar, and she was 8 years old.
She showed in both of those movies she was in young, true acting capabilities.
In Paper Moon, she is unbelievable.
I could vote for Tatum O'Neal.
Me too.
That's pretty good.
I don't know.
Her and McEnroe, things started getting real...
dicey.
Yeah, dicey. I mean, even, you know, McEnroe won his last Grand Slam event at the age of 25?
No. Yeah,
he should have had a better career.
That's a major
answer right there. All the stuff, the next big thing
in tennis, and then all of a sudden vanished.
Well, he stuck around, but he wasn't winning anymore.
Just wasn't as good.
Yeah, he wasn't as good.
Why? I think because he lost.
Tatum O'Neal was the reason.
Got to Hollywood.
And but Bjorn Borg. You know, they had such, he's, I mean.
He could have had a better career.
Boris Becker walked away.
It was such a great rivalry, but they were friends.
Yeah.
He was devastated when he walked away.
Yeah. No, there was a lot to the McEnroe life and career. All right. So we got to come up with a winning answer.
I love the Tatum O'Neal.
Me too.
Tatum O'Neal's really good. I think Derek Coleman was a great answer.
That was good too.
But what else we got here? Bo Jackson. I mean, he got injured. Yeah. It's, you know. Okay, and Macaulay Culkin and Britney Spears.
Derek Coleman was a really good one.
All right, between Derek Coleman, Macaulay Culkin, Britney Spears, Tatum O'Neal, Seltzer, you say which?
I'm Tatum O'Neal.
Okay, Rhea?
Tatum.
That's two. John?
Derek Coleman.
You know, I'm going to go Tatum O'Neal. I think it's a really good answer. I mean, Bad News Bears, she was unbelievable. And she had her whole life in front of her, and then just not much from an actress standpoint. All right, Mark, congratulations with the late winning answer. A lot of good answers today. Hey, everyone have a wonderful, spectacular rest of the day. Phil's back at it later today. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk more about the me and Fritz stuff tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.